how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, usually Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys to the door that will hopefully unlock your happiness. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found the podcast. I hope my words help get you through the day and help you find your inner happiness. That's the whole thing. I want to tell you about my book, my new book, The Positive Perspective, available on Amazon. You can grab it today. There's also the digital download version. I will be doing the audiobook of it when I get some time. But you can also get it from my website, bepositivepodcast.com. A pop-up comes up. You can order directly from Amazon, directly from me, or you can order a personalized copy there. Right there, okay? So grab the book, The Positive Perspective, and click on the merch tab. Also grab, there's some new shirts, some new styles of things in there for the upcoming, I don't know, the upcoming year. You can go check it out. Also, the text line, James, we're going to talk about you in a little bit. Alice on the text line, I love hearing your story, seeing your pictures, and becoming a part of your life. If you want to text me and tell me what's going on, show me what's going on, 304-506-3332. I love to hear from you. It makes my day when I get some pictures from a different part of the world. It's pretty cool. All right, if you've got something you want me to talk about on the show, a lot of my ideas from the show come from you and your emails and texts. Go to the text line or go to bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory. I'll talk about it on the air and I'll give you a shout out, just like Isabel, who just subscribed to the YouTube channel. I don't know why I just picked her out of the blue, but I thought that's kind of cool. There's not a lot of stuff that I do on the YouTube channel yet, but I will be adding more videos there. Alice on the text line, I mentioned Alice. And also, I want to say hi to Jeff Lisowitz. Hoping to talk to him, to bring him onto the show as one of my very few guests that I have on the show. I think he has a lot to say. I think he has a lot to offer, and I think you'll like what he has to say. So, Jeff, get in touch with me. I emailed you tonight. We'll talk. And I want to bring up someone who I've been talking to on a text line. His name is James Ryan. Sounds like an intelligent guy. Wound up homeless. I'm not sure where he is, but I want to help. I want to help. He's living in a tent. He's got his whole life out there, and I want to help him out. So, James, let me know where you are in the world, and we're going to see what we can do. Help get you a job and get you placed somewhere and get you out of the cold, man. All right? So, I know you're listening, so let me know where you're at. Okay, let me get to the show today. The thought for the day, I don't do this all the time. The thought for the day is, why are we not helping each other more? I think about that. I see people that just watch or video and just stand there and don't help other people. And it's just like we've lost our caring for humanity. So I don't even know what to say about that. But why are we not helping people? If you get a chance to help someone out or do something kind, do it. By all means, do it. You'll feel better, and so will the person that you help. All right? And you have to get away from the fear. You have to start getting back into humanity and being part of the world. All right? So today's show, what am I going to talk about? Well, as I see what's going on around me, and I hear what people are talking about, and I see what's going on television, and then I also see other things, I'm starting to wonder what direction the world is going in. And this show is about, are you happy with the direction of the world? Are you happy with where we're headed? From the violence to the mistrust to the lying to the labels to the, did I say violence? I mean, all the stuff that's going on and where we're headed to artificial intelligence. To the lack of compassion and empathy for human life. And I see that around me, and it's like, it's hard to stay positive. And I start seeing so much information, so many different things being crossed through my mind that you start to become numb to it because it's happening so much. There's so much insanity going on all the time, and you just get used to it and you get jaded to it and your feelings get worn down. But you have to actually care. You have to care and think about the destination and where we're headed and what the possibilities are to how life will be in 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And the direction we're headed now, if you're objective now, now I'm not talking about any political party, any religious, any race, none of that. It's the human race, the direction that we're headed as a human race is not positive. It's not a good one. So what can we do about that? Well, what we don't want to do is hide and not do anything and wait for someone else to do things. If you want the world to change, if you want your life to change for the better, you have to change yourself and the way you think. And it has to be you do it for you to be unique, to be happy, to be positive, and to start feeling like you're making a difference. So this podcast to me is my way to help change the world. It sounds pretty like pretty profound, and I don't know what the word is. I can't even think of the word right now, but it sounds like blowing a lot of smoke. But no, you know what? I'm doing what makes me feel good and talking about positive things and trying to help people see their positive and their role and their importance to this world and to life through this podcast. So when I say, are you happy with the direction of the world? That could always, you can narrow that back down to, are you happy with the direction of your life? Because that's what we really have control over, is our individual lives. You create your life. What you think about, you bring about. I say it all the time. So how do you change the direction of the world? Well, you change the direction of your world if you're not happy with it. And you start doing things and saying things and acting in a way that is conducive to positivity and to making you happy. So here we are at this point in time, not knowing what the future holds. None of us know what the future holds. And none of us really knows what the real truth is, because what is the real truth? To me, truth is, in my world, my mind, what I believe to be true is true. And if I'm proven wrong, then I've made a mistake and it's not true. But until I have facts and I'm proven wrong, my beliefs, my religious beliefs, my humanitarian beliefs, my thoughts about life in general are my truth. And a lot of people don't accept it. I've been called a lot of things. You'd be surprised how people have emailed me and texted me and said things to me that they disagree with the way I talk. Some people say that you can't always be happy and be positive, and you can't just flip a switch, and so many different things, and you're a stoner, you're a Trump supporter, you drank the Kool-Aid, you're a communist. I mean, I get it all. But you know what? That's great. Because your opinion is true to you. And mine is true to me. But I want to see if we can all start accepting the differences of other people. You accept people for who they are. And don't condemn them or try to change them, just like you don't want to be condemned or you don't want people to change your way of thinking. So it's time to come to terms with what you think in your mind and the world you're creating is your truth and your truth only. So there's no reason to force it on anybody else, because you wouldn't want things to be forced on you. It's the old saying that your parents used to tell you, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And if we live by that simple phrase and just be kind and just such simple changes, we'd change the world, man. The world would change overnight. But we're still living in fear. Fear of being judged. Fear of being different. Fear of failure. Fear that you're never going to be what other people expect of you. And that doesn't matter. Because fear is created in our minds. We create fear. And we create our lives. So let's create something good, shall we? Let's change the direction of our life one person at a time, and we'll change the world. All right? Anyway, that's the show. That's all I have to talk about tonight, or today, or whenever you're listening to the show. Isabel, James, Alice, thanks for letting me know you're listening to the show and all that good stuff. James, tell me where you're at. I want to help you out. We're going to get you some work and get you some shelter, permanent shelter. Jeff, Lisawitz, text me, call me. We'll get you on the show. And, I think it'll be pretty fun and pretty entertaining. That's the show. Please hit the website, bepositivepodcast.com. Grab some merchandise. It helps me keep this show on the air. I don't want to keep plugging it, but I have to because that's how this show makes money. And the book, The Positive Perspective, on Amazon or the website, all that good stuff. Text line, I love hearing from you. Talk to me, 304-506-3332. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.